Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing. I believe that God has a word for you today. And I know that life isn't easy right now, but I do believe that God wants you to fly. Are you ready to fly? Are you ready to fly, to take off like a jet, to go to unlimited area of your life? Come on, now God is a God that is able to go above and beyond all that we can imagine, even today, even in our hard times. But today's message, I'm going to be talking about preaching for profit, preaching for profit. Today's message is going to be about preachers that are getting paid money to preach. Now, I don't know about you, but I believe it wasn't even 100 years ago that there was a calling on your life. God called those to preach. And today I'm afraid the reason why the church is going down is because we have paid the preachers. We have given them cars. We have given them houses. We have given them $50,000 a year, and no more is it a calling, but it's an occupation, and to receive a paycheck. And as long as a preacher is receiving a paycheck, he's not going to be preaching the truth. But if you understand that God's called apostles, God's called people in the Bible, they were never elevated. They were never treated as somebody more holier than thou. And actually, you're going to see that the men of God have actually faced more persecution because of the call on their life. Did you know the Bible has over 505 verses of God's calling? Of God's calling. Did you know that? Did you know that God called out the earth? Genesis 1:8, God called the expanse of heaven, and there was evening and there was morning on the second day. Genesis 1:10, God called the dry land earth. And you notice that God called the dry land earth. Genesis 2:19, out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the sky, and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. Go back, Genesis 2:23. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman." And you see in the Bible that God calls things as they are. Then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He called. Now the man called his wife, named Eve. We see that the word called, that God calls things out. Now, I don't know about you, but in today's society, we got preachers are only preaching for profit, and they're not being called out. They're not being called by God. Preachers used to be called, but now preachers are just being given cars, big houses, and a $50,000 check. Now, I don't know about you, but when I see a church, usually on the billboard of the church, what do you have? You have the pastor and his wife on the church. You don't have a picture of Jesus on the church, but you have the pastor and his wife. If you look in a newspaper, what do you see? You see the pastor and his wife. Come on, somebody. If you look at a Christian movie, or if you read a Christian book, what do you have on the cover of the book? You have the picture of the author, not Jesus. If you listen to a Christian CD, what do you have? You have the picture of the band, not Jesus. Why is it that we continue to elevate ourselves and not elevate Jesus? Why isn't Jesus on the billboard? Why isn't Jesus on the in the front of the church? Why isn't Jesus on the CD? Why isn't Jesus on the cover of the book? Let me tell you why. It's because worldliness has gotten into the church. And the Bible's very clear, listen and listen to me good, that when worldliness comes in, that's what happens. They start to elevate, and you're going to see the Scriptures talks about this. So where is Jesus? Where is Jesus today? Jesus isn't in the church. What we have in the church is religious demons today. We have preachers are only preaching for profit, and you got the preacher and his wife, you got the preacher and the first lady. Let me tell you to every first lady that the Bible says that the first shall be last and the last first. Come on, somebody, listen to me and listen to me good. This is what the words of God talks about. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. This is Matthew 20, verse 16. Congregations today worship pastors because pastors aren't speaking truth, because pastors are preaching for profit. Now the church is no more than an organization to bring money and to elevate the pastors. The pulpit is no more a calling, but it's now an occupation. It's now let's worship the pastor because God has put him. Didn't you know this is fallible? Did you know the guys in the Bible that were called by God faced persecution? They were thrown in wells. They're outcasts of society. These men were called. Did you know even Jesus, when he spoke, he did not speak for a prophet? His apostles, the Apostle Paul, when the Apostle Paul was called by God, he was not preaching for profit. When Elijah was called by God, he was not preaching for profit. Did you know that? Why today are preachers preaching for profit? Because their heart is not where the gospel is. The worst mistake you can do to a preacher is pay him $50,000. That is the worst mistake you can do, is to make that pulpit an occupation. The Bible speaks of over 505 verses of calling. God calls out. He called out the day. He called out man. He took man from the dirt of the ground. He called woman from a man's womb. He calls them out. He called Jeremiah out. He called John the Baptist out. He called Elijah out. He called the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus out. He is calling people out today. But society is paying preachers money not to preach the truth. And most preachers of God that spoke the truth, look at the men of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. They were outcast. They were martyred. They were persecuted. Come on, somebody. They were in prison. They were homeless. And you're going to see even Paul was persecuted for preaching. If you are called by God to preach, you're going to elevate Jesus. You're not going to elevate you and your wife. You're not going to elevate your book. If you are called by God, you're going to elevate Jesus and Jesus alone. Come on, somebody. Acts 23. If you follow me along with Acts 23, you're going to read about Paul. When he was persecuted. Let's go to verse 12. Acts 23, verse 12. When it was day, the Jews formed a conspiracy and bound themselves under an oath, saying that they would neither eat nor drink until they had killed Paul. There were more than 40 who formed this plot. They came to the chief priests and the elders and said, "We have bound ourselves under a solemn oath to taste nothing until we have killed Paul. Now therefore you and the council notify the commander to bring him down to you as though you were going to determine his case by a more thorough investigation. And we, for our parts, are ready to slay him before he comes near the place." But the son of Paul's sister heard of their ambush, and he came and entered the barracks and told Paul. Paul called one of the centurions to him and said, "Lead this young man to the commander, for he has something to report him." So he took him and led him to the commander and said, "Paul, the prisoner called me to him and asked me to lead this young man to you, since he has something to tell you." The commander took him by the hand and, stepping aside, began to inquire of him privately, "What is it that you have to report to me?" And he said, "The Jews have agreed to ask you to bring Paul down tomorrow to the council." As they were going to inquire something more thoroughly about him, "So do not listen to them, for more than 40 of them are lying in wait of him who have bound themselves under a curse not to eat or drink until they slay him. For him who has bound." Now, I don't know about you, but we can go on and on about when Felix and Paul, and he was preaching. Come on, somebody. I know you know the story. And they wanted to come and what? Kill Paul. Now, Paul must have been preaching a very powerful message, the way, for them to want to conspire to kill him. Now, I don't know about you, but we can go on and on about great men who stood up the truth, and people have conspired to bring them down. In this case, Paul was thrown in prison for 2 years and forgotten about for preaching the truth. Was Paul preaching for profit today? No, Paul wasn't preaching for profit. He had a call and a message, a burning in his heart to preach. And he was going to preach whether they were going to crucify him, martyr him, imprison him. He was called out by God to preach. Now, I don't know about you, but today the pulpit is not a called out position anymore. It's an occupation. And I know pastors that shouldn't be on that pulpit, but are preaching so they can make money. Pastors today are stealing from the poor. Preachers today are not like preachers of the past. What about guys like Gehazi in 2 Kings chapter 4? Gehazi claimed to be a follower of Christ. He claimed to follow God's way, worked with Elijah. They healed Naaman of leprosy, but Gehazi was all about the money. Naaman was healed of leprosy and wanted to give Gehazi all that money, or give Elijah all that money, and Elijah said, "No, I didn't do it, the Lord did it. It wasn't for me, it was from the Lord. And if it's from the Lord, I can't take any credit." But Gehazi was in the business for money. How many preachers today are in the business for money? How many preachers today are in the business to get a salary? And I don't know how many more CDs I'm going to see with others' faces. I want to see more CDs of Jesus. I want to read more books of Jesus' face. I want to see Jesus' face on the billboard. I want to see Jesus' face in your church. First ladies, pastors of the church, stop edifying yourself. The Bible is very clear about this. 1 Corinthians 4, chapter 4, verse 7 through 13. The Apostle Paul is very clear about what is going on. The same thing that's going on today of elevating the pastors, elevating the preachers, is the same thing that was happening in Corinth. Let's start reading verse 7. For who regards you as superior? What makes you so great? What makes you better than everybody else? What do you have that you did not receive? If you are called out by God, why are you acting like you're better than everyone else? Why do you think people need to honor you? Why are you putting yourself on a pedestal, Paul's saying? And if you did not receive it, why do you boast if you had not received it? Isn't God enough for you? Isn't God giving you everything? Why do you need more? Why do you need appraisal from the church, Paul is saying? Why do you need appraisal from the people? Why do you need to have your own books and big ministry? Isn't Jesus Himself enough in your life? Isn't Jesus alone all you need? This is what Paul was saying. You are already filled. You already have the Holy Spirit. Do you also need money with that too? You also need power with that? You need high position with that? You have already become rich. You've already become rich. Why? Because you have Jesus. So now you want material riches? So now you want money? More money? He was not saying this. He was saying this to the ministers of the Corinthian church. He was saying this to the preachers of the church. You have become kings without us. Now you exalt yourself as king's minister? God has showed mercy upon you, and now you act like a king? Now you act like you need to be worshipped? Come on, somebody. And indeed, I wish that you had become kings so that we also might reign with you. Hey, look, if you were a king, I wish I could be with you. But this wasn't my life, Paul was saying. This is not what I've been through. But you're acting like you're a king. You're acting like you need to be worshipped by your congregation. You act like you need money. Come on, somebody. Today in America, we have made a mistake because we have paid preachers. For I think God has exhibited us apostles, last of all men, as men condemned to death, Paul is saying. I'm called by God, but I think I'm condemned to die. Because we have become a spectacle to the world. I am nothing to the world. But you, minister over here, you're acting like you're somebody. You're acting like you're a movie star. You're writing your books. You're creating your CDs. Oh, you want to be looked at by the world as a king and rich. And I have become nothing, says Paul. We have become spectacles to the world, both to the angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake. But you are prudent in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. We are distinguished, but we are without honor. But you have honor, O minister, but we don't. You are highly esteemed, O minister, but we've become fools. So your God has exalted you, and now we are worms in the... Come on, somebody. But you are strong. But we are distinguished. Listen to what Paul is saying. He was saying, wait a minute, what's going on with you? I'm called by God. You are strong, I'm weak. I wish you were a king, and I wish I could reign with you, but this is not God in my life. Christian brothers and sisters, listen to me today. The true God... You're going to go through some things. It's going to be a difficult life, but God is going to lead you through. The same thing that's happening in the church today, the money, the power, the positions, preaching for profit, this is the same thing that happened to Corinth. The Apostle Paul is saying, we are fools, but you are acting almighty and powerful. This is not the same God that I'm trying to portray to you. I am trying to bring a fire down. I am trying to bring a power down. I am trying to show you the power of God. During this difficult time, I want to show you the power of God. But you are prudent in Christ. We are weak. But you are strong. We are distinguished. But you are without honor. But we are without honor. But you do have honor. The congregation treats you like a king. To this present hour, we are both hungry and thirsty. We are poorly clothed and are roughly treated and are homeless. But you are rich, O minister. You have a house, O minister. You have a big car. You get paid $50,000, O minister. But we have nothing. And we toil. We work with our own hands. Oh, minister, you don't have to work. Your congregation treats you like a king. You get paid a salary. But we work with our own hands, Paul was saying. With our own hands. When we are reviled, we bless. When we are persecuted, we endure. When we are slandered, we have become the scum of the earth. Now, I don't know about you, but there's a problem today in the church. When you go and you look at a church, and when you see the pastor and his wife on the newspaper, I would say that is not the church you want to go. That is a church, just like they were saying in Corinth. That is a church where they're thinking that they're rich, and they are esteeming the pastors and their wives. This is not the church of God. The church of God, if the pastor and wife should be the lowest, the scum of the earth, because they are called by God. They should know not to be exalted. The Adams Clark's commentary says, ministers should be esteemed by their flocks as the steward of God, whose duty and interest it is to be faithful. This is what was going on. The ministers were being esteemed by their flocks. But this precipitated the premature judgments that condemned the church. The foremost, what they were doing, the ministers were being so esteemed by the flocks that it precipitated the judgment. There was no God there. There was no Holy Spirit there. Just a religious demon. The apostles cautioned to give the Corinthians this. To be careful with this. We have no good but what we receive from God. He was trying to tell the church and the ministers that were so highly esteemed that only thing that we have is from God. And the worldly mindedness of the Corinthians, the enumeration of the hardships, the trials, the sufferings of the apostles, it was the worldly mindedness that got into the church in Corinthians. And for this purpose, Paul mentioned that he was going to send Timothy to straighten things out. And to come himself shortly after to examine and to correct the abuse that had crept among them. You need to study. What happened in the church today? The flock started elevating the pastor. What's happening with the church in America today? The flock starts elevating the minister. They start making him the king. The worst thing that we ever done in this country is start paying preachers. That is the worst thing we ever did. Now, I don't know about you, but God calls things out. And He called the preachers out. I think preachers should work a full-time job and preach. They should work with their hands to be in tune with people every day of their life, to work every day in life to be in tune with it. The pulpit should not be a paid position. It should be a called position. And if you're called, and if your church is called, it better be making some kind of movement in the society. There better be some opposition at your church. Because if your church is not facing any opposition, I would pretty much bet that your church has never been called by God. Preaching for profit. This is a tough message to preach. This needs to be a tough message. It's a tough message to preach. Congregations need to stop edifying their ministers. We need to understand in Hebrews chapter 11 that the men of faith that was pleasing to God, they were the outcasts of society. They weren't the elevated ones. The Apostle Paul was trying to warn Corinthians that ministers were never supposed to be elevated. He was saying, I wish I was a king. I wish I was treated like a king. But I've been in prison. I've been an outcast of society. I've been homeless for the cause of Christ. I have stood up, spoke before kings for Jesus Christ. And then I go to your church, and what do I see? I see a picture of the pastor and his wife. Is that what I see? I want to read a book about Jesus, and I see a picture of you on the cover? Why are you trying to edify yourself when I am considered the scum of the earth? It was those that were considered the scum of the earth that brought Christianity. It was those that were outcasts of society that kept the fire burning. It was those that believed and that endured and carried the cross. Are we like Gehazi today? Are we in the ministry only for the money? If you are in the ministry only for the money, I want you to go back and read 2 Kings chapter 4. Leprosy is going to come upon you. If you go to church because you're looking good, if you're a preacher in the pulpit and you think that you're there and you're not speaking the truth today, I'm going to give you a warning. Leprosy is going to be upon you. Leprosy is going to be upon the congregation that worships their pastor. Leprosy is moving through America today because you have not spoke truth. You don't want to speak truth today, so leprosy is going to eat you alive. Leprosy is going to tear your church up. It's going to creep through your bones, Pastor, because you're looking too good before your congregation. And the Apostle Paul said, I wish I was rich. Aren't you already rich? No, but you want more money. You want more. Leprosy is moving through your church today. I warn you, Gehazi thought that he could move. Gehazi thought he could hide. Gehazi thought he could act. Gehazi thought that he could blend in with the social class. Gehazi thought he could just fit in there. But I'm telling you today that leprosy is moving upon you because you are all about money. You care more about your salary, $50,000. I met a pastor. You know what he said? He said he didn't even want to even live near his church because he didn't want to deal with the people. You tell me what kind of pastor is that? That doesn't want to spend time with their congregation one by one and help them? He says, I need my private time. If you need private time, then you shouldn't be a pastor. Leprosy is moving through churches of America today. I pray that you don't have leprosy. I pray that you would bring Jesus to the center of your life. I pray that Jesus would be on the billboards again. I pray that Jesus will be in the forefront of America again. I pray that Jesus will be on the books again. That Jesus will be in the classrooms again. Oh, come on, somebody. Leprosy is moving through America today. Leprosy is in our government. Leprosy is in our churches. Leprosy is on the preachers. Leprosy, come on, somebody, is on the politicians. We have leprosy in America today because we are not preaching Jesus Christ. We are not preaching Jesus Christ. We're preaching self. We're preaching money, but we ain't preaching Jesus. The worst thing that we ever did in America is paid the preachers. That's the worst thing we have ever did is start paying preachers. I pray today that you would put Jesus to the forefront of your life. I pray today that you would think about some things today. I pray today, I don't care if you're an outcast. I don't care if you're homeless. I don't care if you're poor. I'm telling you, you're rich enough because you believe in Jesus. I'm telling you that you're rich enough because Jesus is Lord. I don't care if you're considered the scum of the earth, the outcast of this society. I'm telling you today that Jesus should be in the center of your life. I don't want to see another church edifying the pastor and his wife. The Bible said the first will be last. First lady, you will be last. Let's bring Jesus to the center of our lives. Amen.